You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us on the telephone this morning, Kathy Mazzaferro. She is the Executive Director for the Calaveras County Arts Council. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Mark.
What's happening with the Calaveras County Arts Council lately?
Well, Happy New Year. As always, we have our Ovations Performing Arts Series with its kickoff concert this coming Sunday, January 13th, at the Bret Hart Theater in Angels Camp. We are featuring singer-songwriter Jake Gill. Classic country lovers are just going to love him. He's just got lots of energy and charisma, and we're going to kick it off with a country sound.
Doors open at?
The doors open at 2 o'clock. The performance is at 3.
What is the Ovations Performing Arts Series all about, and why do you do this?
The Ovations Performing Arts Series is so that we can bring professional concerts to a professional setting like the Bret Hart Theater, and people can come and enjoy music that ordinarily you'd have to drive to Sacramento, to San Francisco. It's part of our platform, if you will. Ovations, Music in the Parks, Artist Studio Tour, and our support for arts education in our schools.
Okay, and who else do you have this year for the Ovations Performing Arts Series?
Well, we're delighted to have the T-Sisters return to the Motherlode. They've got this contemporary sound that's somewhat akin to the Pointer Sisters, the Everly Brothers. They were here a couple of years ago, and they were just a great hit. They'll be performing at the Bret Hart Theater on February 17th.
And I saw them there a couple of years ago, and they were fun.
Yeah, they're great, great fun.
Sunday, March 10th, who do you have?
Sunday, March 10th is Tom Rigney and Flambeau. Now, he was a huge headliner for us in the days when we did the Cajun Fete out at Sheep Ranch. So we're thrilled to have him back. We're going to do a red beans and rice cook-off at intermission so we can get our guests to pick their favorite red beans and rice. And the interesting synergy about that particular weekend is the San Andreas Rotary is having a Raging Cajun Festival right here in San Andreas on Main Street. That night, the Calaveras Education Foundation will be having a Mardi Gras dinner, dance, and party. And then the next day, we got Tom Rigney and Flambeau. I mean, talk about Mardi Gras comes to the Motherlode.
Perfect timing, Kathy.
Yeah.
Sunday, April 14th.
Sunday, April 14th is the Golden Bough. They are an acclaimed Celtic trio, but they're coming to us not just with Celtic, but with Travelin' Tunes, the best of American folk.
And how do we acquire tickets?
You can acquire tickets any number of ways. There are still some available at the door. The best way to acquire them is to order online at calaverasarts.org, because then you can go into our webpage, click Ovations, and pick your reserved seats right there at the webpage.
Perfect. And a telephone number to call.
209-754-1774.
Our time is short, but let's get to this. On Wednesday of next week, you have something going on as far as poetry is concerned.
Yeah, we got a whole new event called a Poetry Slam. We're encouraging everybody to send in your poems. They don't have to be framed. They don't have to be matted. We just want to cover the walls with poetry. And on Wednesday, we want you to come in and slam some poetry with us. It's all part of a bigger viewpoint, and it ties in with Poetry Out Loud going on at our local schools.
And where are you located on Wednesday that we can find this?
The Poetry Slam will be right here at the gallery at 22 North Main Street in downtown Old Town San Andreas.
And the times?
Our Poetry Slam is on January 16th from 4 o'clock in the afternoon to 6 p.m.
I love the fact that the Calaveras County Arts Council does not slow down during the winter.
Nope.
And how are you funded, Kathy?
Well, the administrative costs are funded by a grant from the state of California, but all of the programs we present are self-funded. For example, Ovations and Music in the Parks, we rely on the sponsorship of local businesses and services, ticket sales at Ovations, and we pass the hat at Music in the Parks, because none of our programs receive government funding.
Not even from the county level?
No, but I do want to share that our county owns the building in which the gallery resides, and we get a substantially reduced rent. So we do have an in-kind donation from the county, but we do not receive any tax dollars.
Kathy, I always enjoy talking with you. Good luck with the Ovation Performing Arts Series kicking off this Sunday.
Thanks, Mark. It's always a joy to talk with you.